This is gonna just be a quick riverside conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't get a chance to sit down and reflect, to sit in stillness, calmness, by nature. We forget the beauties of the planet and how we as humans are part of the planet. We're part of what makes this planet go round. But in the midst of the average day, whether it's work, family, or business, there's always some type of distraction to take you away from that natural element of you just being a human being. And I think it's important, especially for people growing up in poverty, that you have to have time for stillness. You have to find time in stillness, or else you'll get wrapped up. We'll get succumbed to the environments that we're born in. And unfortunately, some of us won't have the opportunities to make it out. Solely because we were never given an opportunity to see something outside of our environments. And for me, traveling is so important. It's one of the most important things you almost should be obligated to do. Because you get to see that there's more to life than your community. Different cultures, different ways of thinking, different laws, politics, governments, rules and regulations. It can help you see that there's life outside of where you live. And for me, I know I used to use a lot of excuses when it came to travel. You need money, you need time. But now that I've gotten a little older, I don't think that's true. In New York City, we're around a bunch of islands. There are places where you can go find water, places where you can go find stillness, and still be in the city. You can get you a little 275 Metro card, go by the Brooklyn Bridge. Take the ferry to Staten Island. Shoot, now you can take the ferry to Soundview. And that's not to say stillness has to be by water. That helps me. That's my personal thing. I love being by water. Not in it because I'm not the best swimmer, but I love to be by water. I'm curious, what's your stillness? Where do you find peace? Calmness. You ever thought about it? You ever given yourself time to think? I know I don't, but I'm working on it. I let school, work, personal projects all get in the way of me being still. We're worrying about so many other things, but we forget that stress kills us. When your mind is not strong, the body begins to crumble. So when we allow stress to infiltrate our minds, that contributes to deteriorating our body from the inside out. It's not an immediate change, but over time, you see it. And I'm challenging myself to even go to therapy just for the experience of exercising my brain. I don't know a lot of brain exercises, and I don't want to go to YouTube for that. I want to learn from a professional face-to-face. But that's what things like this teach me, is that The mind is the most important tool. The physical features and the things that get us all the likes on Instagram, that comes second. You're not going to get there with a weak mind. Because in order to get those physical attributes that you want, you got to put in the work. And that's one thing I'm trying to work on, is building the strength in my mind so that way my body can follow. And what I'm learning is, it's not about just beating up your body, putting your body through all these physical activities. It's about finding calmness and stillness, and the rest will follow. Your body will only go as far as your mind allows you to push it. Your body will only go as far as your mind allows it to go. That's one thing we're working on together. And this is part of my journey. It's called reflection. Sometimes I get to sit down and just think and be still and be calm and just be stress-free. Then I'll put my helmet back on and get ready to tackle the day. Tackle all the trials and tribulations that comes with being a Black man in America. What's your story? Thanks for listening.